live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up absolutely anything. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Sam is with us from ObscuredTruth.com. You can go to ObscuredTruth.com to see his videos, great liberty-oriented productions. Again, ObscuredTruth.com, all for free there. So we'll take your calls about anything going to the phones and the fun. Vince, listening in Indiana. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Oh, Sam and Mark and Ian, how are you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind tonight, Vince?
I'm doing my research on jury trials throughout the state and what it requires in each and every state.
Okay.
Part of our study group for law school, because I'm too old to need be going to school, but I'm trying to be a lawyer. But
gotcha. All right.
But
so what do you want to share?
Well, I wanted to share with you that I see the New Hampshire Constitution contains the right of revolution.
It does. Article 10, as it is called.
Article 10, and it mentions the free state people there, the libertarian group.
Now, I don't think the Constitution mentions that.
No, not the Constitution. The Wikipedia does.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Interesting.
And they, but, you know, I think, you know, what they talk about, what they've talked about there, is, I think also Kentucky and Maryland also have this, too,
okay,
is that they encourage nonviolent, like you were, you know, talking about the parking tickets earlier.
Yes, and talking about mass civil disobedience in the areas of easy things, little things like parking tickets.
Yes, and it also talks about jury nullification. I'm reading about jury nullification because there's a case in 1895 where a judge in New Hampshire, it's called, the name of the case is Spart et al. Versus U.S. because it went to the United States Supreme Court, and the United States Supreme Court ruled in 1895 that the jury said that this man was not guilty of a crime of murder. Well, the judge said he was, and he took affidavits from people. And what the Supreme Court said was that constituted the question of double jeopardy by, you know, setting aside the nullification of by jury, which they said he was not guilty.
So wait, they set aside the jury nullification?
The judge did.
The jury came back and said to the judge, this guy's not guilty. He said, yes, he is.
And the judge said he was, and they set aside that.
And they set what aside? I'm sorry.
Set aside the verdict
judge
of the jury.
The case at that time set aside the jury.
And then what happened? Was that overturned later on?
Yes, it was overturned by the United States Supreme Court because it constituted double jeopardy.
Well, good. So that's a positive ruling, is essentially backing up jury
nullification.
Thank you, Vince, for sharing that, and thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. Jury nullification, so important. This is one of those inside-the-system things that I think can make a real difference, and it's also one of those areas, like we were talking about earlier on the show, for those that are just tuning in, the idea of jury nullification is one of those inside-the-system areas where you're going to have an effect without necessarily knowing you're going to have an effect. At least that's the idea. Because when you're doing jury nullification outreach, you're giving people information, preferably the potential jurors. That's usually, in my opinion, the best way to do it. But you get information about jury nullification into people's hands to let them know they have the ability to decide a case based on not just the facts, alleged facts of the case, but how they feel about the law itself. And so you let people know that information, and you let them know consistently, as we've been doing here. It's almost now 2 years here in the Keene, New Hampshire area that we've been doing jury nullification outreach every single time they do jury selection. So we zero in like a laser on the exact right people to target with this message. And down the line, we may not ever find out about it. Maybe it's already happened. Somebody could hang a jury. Somebody could say not guilty and result in them having to run a trial again. And there could be better things that happen over time as more people start to embrace and accept these things. Of course, they do their best to get the most ignorant jurors on the jury. But if you essentially infect the jury pool with a message of liberty, that's got to be a real frustrating thing for the people that are, for the statists that are trying to enforce these bad laws.
Yeah, I think the Pettit and the grand jury members hold the biggest promise for change, for, doing something to really stop the system and shake things up. The problem with the New Hampshire Constitution is great. It starts out by saying that, this is all voluntary, right? So you can opt out at any time, Ian. How did that work when you tried it?
Yeah, they didn't really want to answer any questions about the consent clause.
Yeah, and I think Lauren Canario used the right of revolution in one of her cases explaining this is exactly what I'm doing, and they didn't really seem to care.
Well, yeah, you have a right either to revolution, but we have a right to your money.
Yeah, so that's the problem, is the government that you're supposedly revolting against is the one that gets to determine if you can do that or not.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, if enough people do it, then they can't do anything about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why numbers are very important. All right, we continue. Josh is, he was back and then he dropped off again. Obviously having phone troubles there. 800-259-9231. Mark, you had an email that you wanted to share from a newer listener of the show.
Yep. And he's got really some questions for you. So he said...
So he emailed them to you. Okay.
Well, he actually emailed them to FTL at Free Talk.
Oh, he did. Okay. Yeah, I don't go there very often.
Yeah, that account's essentially dormant at this point. He gets so much mail. But we've sort of changed it so that people can...
Well, actually, it doesn't get that much mail anymore because people are starting to use our website as it was intended. The idea of the new one... Well, the original idea behind the new website was to make it so we didn't have this cluttered email box, and I just need to get back in the habit of checking. But, there's still some stuff in there that I haven't gotten, just hadn't gotten. It's not a priority, I guess is what you could say. Yeah. There's a lot going on.
So I've not heard addressed, though, through Ian, what do you think the role of police have in this, our society? I know, Ian, you're not a huge fan, but if someone was to break into your house, then would you call them for assistance? If someone kidnapped your wife or child, clearly hasn't been listening that long, this would be the fictitious wife or child, the imaginary wife or child. It was, or was to aggress against you. I know it's long odds in the quiet.
I don't have an objection to calling the police in on an actual case where there's a victim. I don't have an objection there. In fact, Sam, you and I today, there's a lot that happened today, Keen. Sam and I were just out kind of scoping out some possible options around renting places around town. And there's this really large former Marine who, I don't know what he saw or what his story is, but he's got real issues, real anger problems. And I guess somebody yelled at him from a car to put his shirt on because he's sort of known for sitting around on the town benches, just kind of let it all hang out, and with his t-shirt off. That's fine. I don't care. Walk around with your shirt off. Doesn't bother me.
But I don't know why they put benches in towns anyway.
Some people are rude, and they drove by and they yelled at the guy. Put a shirt on.
That's got to dig at him. Hearing that every day or every week.
But if it digs at you, there's a way to respond that's appropriate, and then there's a way to respond that this guy responded. And instead of just smiling and waving at somebody, which is how I would handle an insult like that, just water off a duck's back, But for him, he takes it personally, and he gets up and he grabs his cane and he starts yelling and shaking his cane. And then some lady was walking her dog nearby, and I guess he just decided to target her with his anger. She didn't say anything to the guy.
She may have smirked at him or something.
Right. So she's just walking by, and he starts shaking his cane at her, and her dog is scared, and her dog's pulling away, and we talked to her later on. She said she was shaking. She was so afraid of this guy. And I don't remember where I was going with telling the story. There was a point that I was going to make.
I went up and talked to him, and he kind of got in my face, but I just sort of kept he kept trying to escalate and was bumping into me and saying, don't touch me, and da-da-da-da. I'm like, well, then you need to stop walking into me, and then let's lower your voice. There's no reason to yell. I'm right here. I can hear you. And then he throws his cane down on the bench and, just keeps doing all of these threatening things because apparently that's somewhere along the way in life he's learned that, well, this is how I solve problems, is I scare the you-know-what out of people.
It was the police. That was where I was going originally, because the police were called. Now, Sam and I didn't call them, but some of the other folks that were there did call the police. And this guy was threatening this lady. He was threatening to attack her And I didn't hear the explicit threat, but she says he threatened her multiple times.
She felt threatened, I think.
He was clearly threatening. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I don't have a problem. People, I mean, you're forced to pay for their services. In many cases, they're shoddy, but you might as well. Who else do you have?
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com and get a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations and into more people's ears around the internet, promote.freetalklive.com. By the way, a bunch of brand new banners are available at the promote page. So we've updated all our banners. They're fresh. They're new. Enjoy. Use them wherever you want. Freetalklive.com. Promote.freetalklive.com. We'll get you to the banners. Mark, you're sharing an email from a new listener named Mark. So continue, please.
Right. And he was asking some questions of you about sort of your view on law enforcement today.
Right, because he believes I hate cops.
Right.
Which is not true. I'm a member of the Keene Police Hugging Squad. Did I not the other day, Sam, when we were out for breakfast with the police chief? Clearly, I hate cops, right? Because I meet with the police chief on, you know, we're going to start meeting with on a monthly basis. Yep. We were there for, we had the lengthy discussion on a number of different issues, and it was polite. It was, I think it was a very positive thing, but I offered him a hug at the end of that meeting, and he turned me down.
I know there are bad cops out there, but I feel as though from the admittedly limited episodes, 3 weeks or so, that I've listened to your show, you really go out of your way to paint law enforcement as a whole in a negative light. Now, you don't strike me as a person who is physically aggressive in any way, so I'd be interested in your strategy to deal with someone who is. And I guess he's going off, he's sort of imagining that for whatever reason you wouldn't call the police under any circumstances at all.
I try not to call the police. I mean,
you have to sort of weigh that, because if you call the police to your house over some incident, it may very well be you that goes to jail.
We've read
those stories all the time, and it just happens.
Right, where somebody will get into, you know, maybe a domestic incident or whatever, they call the cops over rather than just ironing things out and you know, doing some sort of mediation. They bring the cops over and they think the cops are going to mediate. That doesn't happen. They take somebody away in handcuffs.
Yeah, Meg had a friend who had a dispute with his neighbors. He went back to his house. The police came and were talking to the neighbors. While he was in his house, the police just walked in. There was a bong there. They arrested him and took him away in handcuffs.
Because the bong made him have an argument with his neighbors, right?
Oh, yeah. Right, and there's story after story of people who believe that, like, the cops are going to solve their family problems with just kids, not even domestic, not like a domestic violence issue, just maybe a bratty teenager or something like that. A little 15-year-old grandson took the car out for a joyride, so they call the cops as though they think that, that's going to help the problem. No, usually they end up arresting people. Now, that's not to say there aren't good cops out there who are, would look the other way or not make an arrest in that case, use their discretion in an appropriate manner. But, we don't hear about those stories. We hear about the stories where they're aggressing against peaceful people. And so, clearly, if we're doing a show where we're talking about the depredations and the violence of the police and the government in general, and we're not lauding them, and we're not patting them on the back and worshiping them like most talk shows do, you go ahead, listen to any other talk show on any talk radio station, and it's very worshipful towards the police.
Right. I think the two biggest problems with law enforcement in the United States today is, A, the drug war, because a good percentage of the American population has smoked pot and done other kinds of drugs. So that means that a good percentage of the American population are criminals as far as the policing organizations go. So therefore, it's easier for them to look at everyone as a potential criminal. And I don't think that cops were meant to fill that role in society. I think that the second issue is that speed limits are artificially set low by municipal organizations and even other governing bodies, other governing corporations, to be too low so that the police officers that, are essentially armed fundraisers for these organizations have more reason to pull other people over. These are the two reasons, essentially, that Americans are scared to death of police. And if they fixed those two things, then cops would be there to protect and serve, like they say, on the sides of their cars.
Well, I don't think it's just the speed limits. I think you touched on it. The issue is police have stopped being peace officers where they're there to keep the peace and actually help people that are being harmed by somebody where there's real harm being caused, and they've turned into these revenue generators for the state, collectors for the state.
And, speed limits aren't the only thing. Of course, there's stop signs. When somebody rolls through a stop, nobody's there.
At 3 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
And they have all their excuses, too. I mean, it's not like the cops are out there advocating for more freedom. They could be. If the supposedly freedom-oriented
because
cops.
They're actually incentivized in the opposite direction. The chiefs of police and the cop administrators, they know that if they actually advocated for freedom, they'd have a smaller force, therefore they'd be less powerful individuals. The people on the force know that if they, you know, were advocating for freedom, they would be the force would be smaller, and they might be the ones who are cut out. So they are incentivized to grow the organization because that way it's easier to do their jobs and get paid more. And, you know, everybody's happy.
Absolutely.
Except for, well, the citizens.
So it's not an anti-cop viewpoint. It's a pro-peace officer viewpoint, I think, is what the show has. It's just that there are so many instances of the police hurting people out there and aggressing on a regular basis and no apology for it. Even, you know, you can point it out to them and it's, well, that's the law. And they're not even sorry for doing what they're doing, many of them. Maybe some of them are quietly, but they keep it to themselves. There's a law enforcement against prohibition organization, which is great, but it's made up of former cops. They don't have an iron in the fire anymore. So it's no skin off their backs. They're collecting their pension, and it's not likely that's going to be threatened by them going out and speaking out against the war on drugs. So, I mean, they should be appreciated for what they do, certainly. But, man, it sure would be nice if there was an organization as large as LEAP with active law enforcement officers. But they're not only are they incentivized to support the war on drugs and these other programs that are revenue generators, but also the ones that maybe are vehemently against the war on drugs are too scared to come out against it. They're afraid that the police chiefs, who are frequently the biggest advocates for the war on drugs, are going to punish them somehow, that there's going to be some sort of retaliation. And it's true.
Yeah, I mean, they have their blue light gang, as I call it. It's the thin blue line or the blue wall, whatever mm-hmm. however you want to refer to it.
Aren't you guys working on a blue light gang video with, like, different footage of them wearing pins and the pants with
the
stripe on it?
Yeah, we're talking about something related to that. But, yeah, that's the brotherhood, as they call it. Mm-hmm. And if you ask them about it publicly, they say, oh, you know, it's out of respect for the officers who have fallen and the heroes. And, you know, it's all this draped in the flag and glory and, you know, for the good of the country. But what it comes down to is when one of their officers screws up, breaks the law, hurts somebody, murders somebody, whatever, you cover for your buddy and you make sure that they don't face the same criminal charges that they're going out enforcing against everyone else.
This
and
guy,
it's ridiculous.
This guy, you're absolutely right. This Mark, the new listener, take a moment. Please go to obscuredtruth.com. Watch the latest video.
Yeah.
The newest video, When Bureaucrats Attack, is what it's called. You want crystal clear evidence that even the good guy cops, because one of the cops that we talked to in this video, the big cop, is a very nice guy.
He
I've had a conversation with him. His name is escaping me right now, William something. Anyway, I had a conversation with him, and it was a pleasant conversation, and he was talking about how, I guess, somebody ran out into the road from one of the 420 celebrations and, you know, allegedly blocked an ambulance from getting through. And I said, you know, I don't support that. You know, we try to keep people calm and peaceful, and I was just making it clear to him, and we had a nice conversation. But he was the guy who refused to even listen to what Meg was saying after an agent of the state attacked you, Sam, and your camera, and Meg. He attacked you. You had evidence of it. You approached this officer. You said, I've got evidence. I want to show this to you. He did not care. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. ResearchedHerbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3567.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, inviting you to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. You can bring up absolutely anything. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. In fact, if you go and jump into the podcast, that'll take you all the way back to the beginning of 2009. All free for you, freetalklive.com. And government school is necessary to prepare young people for citizenship. After all, where else could a curious and creative individual learn how to be a meaningless part of a large and uniform group of dependent followers who are constantly being watched, managed, and told what to do? School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government-controlled education. You can visit their new website at schoolsucksproject.com, make a profile, join the forums, and help these ideas spread. That's schoolsucksproject.com. And if you've got a few minutes of free time, you can go out in the afternoons when the kids are getting out of school, or maybe in the mornings when they're coming to school, but I'm not going to get up that damn early. So when they get out of school in the afternoons, you can hold a sign out by the side of the road that says School Sucks Podcast. That's what we started doing here in Keene, New Hampshire last week at the local high school. We didn't get to do it today at the middle school, but we'll do that soon enough. And got a real positive response from the students. Couple of angry bus drivers, but a real positive response from the students.
Meg pointed out today when we were doing that on the school building, it says something to the effect of a solid education is the foundation of the state.
Whoa.
It's so true.
Yeah. How blatantly obvious of them.
Well, not to say that you don't want a solid education. It's just how they define a solid education.
Yeah, right.
The fact that they get to do the educating means that it is the foundation of
their
state.
They will solidly indoctrinate you into believing in their
Absolutely.
Authority.
Let's continue with your calls about what you want. Andrew is in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Andrew. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm the same guy that called several weeks. I don't know, a couple times in the past week or two. I've just been doing a lot of research and reading and really thinking a lot about, you know, what we can do as a people and stuff like that. And of course, in that is just studying the roots of where the whole idea for this country came from and, you know, understanding that the immigrants who moved over here were, you know, once they got here, predominantly, you know, anarchists in a sense that, you know, there was a tremendous amount of land that everyone could live on. And so people pretty much spread out, you know, as comfortably as they felt like. And,
yeah, they had to take care
rules.
Of themselves, really.
Right, exactly. And, you know, there's still a tremendous amount of land held by the federal government today. And,
oh, yeah.
Just, you know, one of the things that, you know, I've been thinking about is, you know, obviously most people cannot come to grips. Like, I've heard you speak several times about the idea of peeling an onion back, like, you know, with a lot of people, it's one truth at a time, you know, until they can get to the center. Like, you can't just cut straight to the center and...
No, it'll be too shocking. The cognitive dissonance will kick in too hard.
Really, you're 100% correct about that.
But I still think that at the same time that there's a message out that the true liberty message has its audience, and so it shouldn't be shied away from. I think that a multitude of messages
absolutely.
Is important, which is why somebody like in Mark's position who kind of takes a more mediated stance towards the message of liberty for the purposes of exposing the conservative types, for instance, or the small government types to the ideas of freedom. You look sane, Mark, compared to somebody like myself or Sam. I mean, just because we're out there, you know, with the most radical definitions of liberty as possible, somebody who's pretty darn radical all of a sudden seems pretty, you know, mainstream in comparison. And so I think if people are getting a differing liberty, slightly differing in strength liberty message in different locations, eventually they'll come along, I think, faster. But that's just my idea. Any other thoughts?
On that note, so you know, as I've come to just keep reading about the founding principles upon which, you know, those who created originally drafted the Constitution lived by, you know, a lot of those principles were tied into guys like John Locke in the idea of the natural law and, you know, the idea of inalienable rights mm-hmm. of life, liberty, and property, as he put it. And, basically, you know, I found this website out there called justiceharvard.org and
justiceharvard.org.
And, you know, it's this guy who I guess has been lecturing at Harvard for a long time. And it's, you know, it's Harvard's, you know, it's when you go through there, it's like a series of free lectures from their ethics. Board, basically. I don't know. It's
kind of like
the TED
things where they bring in different folks to talk on certain subjects.
Not exactly. This one is the same guy. He's been lecturing there for a long time, and he just hits on one idea after the next. Well, I think it's the fourth week or the fourth lecture in, he starts talking about libertarianism and going into all these arguments against you know, the idea of libertarianism and John Locke and stuff like that. And
so this isn't the guy from governmentisgood.com from Mount Holyoke College. It's another anti-libertarian professor?
No. This particular guy, I'm not in front of my computer right now, but I think his name is like Michael Sandel or something like that, or Sandel.
Okay.
He probably says it to sound official. And
so you're saying this is a hit piece website on the ideas of freedom in some cases, in some of the videos?
So to speak, it's pretty much a website dedicated to like how they teach ethics and stuff at Harvard, you know, and just I think to get people.
So
to
what
think
is
about
unethical
ideas,
in his mind about the ideas of liberty? Because it's likely that he kind of believes a conservative view of libertarianism, which is kind of the more popular definition of libertarian now. I think that's unfortunate. It's not the real, in my opinion, definition, but whatever. We can't really. I don't know if we can rescue it or not. But the idea that you know, libertarians are cold-hearted, that they hate charity, you know, that they hate helping people, that kind of thing. Is that what he's expressing?
Well, the it's interesting. At the end of the fourth, at the end of that lecture, he says that there are four, you know, problems or you know, objections to libertarianism, and he raises them, and pretty much they all have to do with the idea of your property. Basically, that your personal property. I just think it's, and let me preface it with this: is that I just think it's interesting that what the people who pay the elite amount of money to go to an elite college are learning about libertarianism. You know what I'm saying?
So, and what are the things he's
going out in the world thinking that they have the elite understanding of this concept? And it's just fascinating.
What are his four things, though? I mean, we need to get to that.
Okay, well, yeah, they're principally rooted in the fact that one of the case studies that's brought up is that, you know, Michael Jordan made like 30 something million in 1 year. So, it's the idea that the majority could rule that, they demand a portion of his earnings to support themselves and blah, blah, blah. And I got to thinking about it. And I was like, you know, that's true.
How is that an objection to I'm sorry. How
I know.
Is that
well, but here's, yeah, yeah. But here's what I got to thinking about it is, that, you know, I understand. Well, because John Locke is like the founding.
Is it just me, or does this call seem a little disjointed?
Yeah, you're going off target. Tell us the.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, let me see if I can bring it all together here.
You better do it in 20 seconds.
Okay, is that John Locke was like one of the preeminent philosophers that the founding fathers read in coordination with like Cicero and some other guys from the ancient realm, in the idea of this, that everybody has inalienable rights of life, liberty, and property, and that part of your property is your labor, which is your wages, that the that you have explicit.
It's all very academic, and I wish we had more time to talk to you about it. But maybe you can make some notes next time, and so you can stay on track, because it seemed a little disjointed. It was hard to follow. I apologize. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. Thanks. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at VeryBestBaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush flush. Millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for your call at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You can help the show out. You can you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You can become an amplifier, amp.freetalklive.com. Join our Facebook profile, facebook.freetalklive.com. Of course, you can just go to news.freetalklive.com, sign up for our updates, get our Twitter. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff to do, and it's all free at freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
I don't know if we were compassionate enough, tactful enough with Andrew there in South Carolina. It's not easy calling talk radio. And in most cases, you're going to get screened out. If you can't get to the point, like, with a call screener is going to ask you, and most talk radio call screeners are going to ask you exactly what you want to say. If you can't get to the point, then you're probably not even going to get on the air in the first place. So, number one, we break the rules of talk radio by letting anybody on the air. And sometimes that means we'll let somebody on the air who's just not focused, or maybe is a little nervous, or a lot nervous, And I don't know how nervous he was. I didn't ask him that. I didn't ask him if that was one of the factors. Maybe he was just, you know, feeling a little flighty tonight and just, you know, going off on different tangents.
Well, he had a lot to say, and he didn't have much time to get it in.
Well, he had something to say, and then
studying
he,
a lot.
Well, he had something to say, and he kind of went off in different directions as he was trying to get to the point, which is why, in many cases, when I call talk radio, I will make notes of the things that I want to get, most importantly, because usually you can pretty much expect you're only going to get a minute or two on most shows. This show is, again, unusual in that we will delve in. We will do our best to try to understand what it is you're saying. If I don't understand what you're saying, I'll say so. I'm not going to patronize you. I'm not going to pretend like okay, thanks for the call. I'm not going to do that. I want to know you called in for a reason. It must have been good enough for you to pick up the phone, because we've got, you know, 500,000 listeners every week on this show across all the country, across the 70 plus radio stations, and only a percentage of a percentage will actually pick up their phone to call in. So there was something that that motivated whatever it is you were calling about, and I want to find out what that is.
Yeah, you know, I make notes too. It certainly helps me sort of coalesce my thoughts into clear, distinct points. And at the same time, those, you know, sometimes calls go well, sometimes they don't. It's just something that gets better with practice, and I hope he calls in again.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's continue with the calls. David is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, being Sam and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, David.
Hey, David.
What's on your mind?
This is what was on my mind. Somebody earlier mentioned something to the effect that they didn't like the fact that you all didn't put the police in a, you know, less than glowing light type of thing, and they didn't like that.
Right. We did not put the police in a less than glowing light, and they did not like that.
Yeah, something like that. You know what I mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
You all don't talk to them with reverence all the time,
right,
as most people do. But that, I venture to say that a lot of those people haven't had very much contact with them. If it was, it was very brief.
Absolutely.
You know, so one thing I wanted to say was, I think many of the police, I think a lot of them really have bad attitudes, and I think it would be much more effective if they could learn how people skills better at the police station.
I don't know if it's a bad attitude that a lot of them necessarily have. I think, they believe in their authority, and when you do something or say something that challenges their perception of their legitimacy, of their control over other people, of their authority, and that, you know, they're right about all of the things, about the laws, about the way that they see the world, when you present something that challenges that, they respond sometimes with anger.
Right. And one thing they all, I think they've been trained this in the police department too, is react with they have this thing where they have to react with the most force, because they have to think of it in the light of the worst case scenario.
Yeah,
even if you're just,
right, you could be carrying your lunch in a sandwich bag. However, it could be a bomb full of anthrax.
And they're trying to come in and take control of the situation.
Slam you on the ground or something, you know.
Then figure out what's going on.
This is my experience. I know everybody hasn't had this experience, but I'm more afraid of the police than I am of any criminal in the
whole
town.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and some of them are, you know, they're not all thugs. They're not all likely to do harm. In fact, I would say in New Hampshire, they're a cut above. They are more likely to be a little more nice when they're going about the process of kidnapping you. But, you know, the reality still stands. That's what they're doing. And I'd be the first person to laud the police if all they were doing was really stopping real criminals. If this police chief in this town decided, okay, that's it, no more enforcing the war on drugs, we're not going to be pulling people over for doing anything but real dangerous driving, none of this speeding ticket and rolling through stop sign nonsense, this garbage that they're using for fundraising. If they were just actually out there investigating real crimes with real victims, I'd be the first person to say, man, Keene's police force is awesome. We've got real peace officers here in Keene. They're out there keeping people safe. And I would be a supporter, but they don't do that, and they're not even advocating doing that.
Well, but they have taken steps in that direction. I mean, they are leaving. I think we ought to give them some credit. They're leaving the 420 events alone.
That's
unless
true.
They get a complaint. we're seeing the same thing from some of the other when we did the 420 event in Concord. The officer was you know, happy to go through the crowd and arrest people if Brad wanted to go and point them out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, absent a complaint from a citizen, they're like, yeah, we're just going to ignore it.
You're right. There are some things that they do that certainly, as I mentioned, you know, they are cut above. They're a nicer group of folks, and they can't do the arrest because there's so many people at this point. You know, and they didn't like it very much when they arrested Rich Paul, and then, 40 people went into their police lobby and smoked up. And the day before when they arrested somebody else, a bunch of people sat in a circle outside their police station and smoked up. They didn't like that very much because it didn't take them seriously. They wanted to come in, swoop in, arrest somebody, and have it all dissipate. They wanted it all to go away, but it made it worse from their perspective. And so they've learned their lesson, basically. And I don't know if it's so much as them choosing to do the right thing as out of necessity choosing to do the right thing.
You know, one thing that I think you guys serve a very good purpose with your show and your numbers to keep the police in this town alive, because I've known a few people who have had very bad experience.
Well, cameras serve that purpose of, you know, you shine the light and they clean up their act. It's
one of the best things that could happen. I mean, it's nice having liberty activists here in Keene, but we're not to the point that the strength to the funding where we can send people out to arraignments and you know, on a regular basis and reach out and, you know, like pay people to take things to court and stuff like that. There's some neat things that we could do with more people and more funding. But at this point, one of the most effective things that I think could happen would be for average Keeniacs, people around the country in general, to arm up with a cell phone that has a video camera capability, ideally a smartphone with Quick. If you're going to be doing activism, especially a smartphone with Quick.com, Q-I-K.com, to allow you to hit a button and instantly record the scene and transmit to the internet. If more people started arming up,
so
at the
that
very
the police
least,
can't destroy it right there. And
exactly.
And like I did in Detroit, I let them know, hey, I'm not recording you. I'm broadcasting this. There are people watching this right now as it streams in.
You know that does something in their minds.
Oh yeah.
So boy, better be careful.
It's live time.
Even if it's not true, you don't have to tell them the truth. You could just say you may be being broadcast right now. If you want to jump around, you could. Or you could just simply say, I'm broadcasting live. And you could just be sitting there with a regular video camera. What the hell do they know? They don't know, you know, what model camera you're using and what its capabilities are. Do they just let them think that you're broadcasting to the Internet?
Just anything to keep them to behave, boys, behave.
Glad you're out there. Appreciate the appreciation, and thank you, David. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231 is our number. Mark, you look like you're ready to know. Okay.
Yeah, I got nothing for you, man.
Well, hey, you know, I did find the story about, because my other question was, there was a story earlier we mentioned briefly about a mother who was allegedly charged with terrorism for spanking her child on an airplane. Now, I do not agree with spanking, but it's not terrorism. And I've got the story. It's actually from the L.A. Times, because the original source looked kind of questionable. I dug a little further. I'll make a note. Try to get to that tomorrow night. We're out of time for tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Sam, I am.
And Guy.
Visit Mark. Good night. And good night. Visit
tonight.
Sam at ObscureTruth.com. Visit Free Talk Live at FreeTalkLive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night. And good night indeed.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.